The photovoltaic technology portfolio needs to be upgraded. Copper, indium, gallium, selenide, SiGs has been deeply studied, allowing for light to power efficiency values up to 20%. Nonetheless, solar cell design has been kept mostly unchanged. One significant change that can be made is the introduction of selective contacts in the solar cell structure, as said by Stamberi et al. In this study, value-added and tailored nanomaterials are developed and explored to match the well-established SiGs solar cell as selective contact. Therefore, the nanolimit concept is explored through nanometer multilayer schemes of dielectric materials. A preliminary study of the single-layer materials showed that the deposit layers do not have the nominal and expected composition, but rather a difference in the oxygen content. Furthermore, the majority of samples have an amorphous structure. A structure analysis performed with scanning transmission electron microscopy proved that the nanolimit samples have the correct structure and the layer thickness did not vary significantly. Regarding the optical properties, it was concluded that varying the layer thickness and overall structure altered the nanolimit refractive index, meaning that we are able to tailor this property. Moreover, nanolimits of zinc oxide and titanium oxide have matched with the SiGs optical requirement to minimize inner reflections. An analysis of the nanolimit surface has showed that the majority of samples have an n-type conductivity except the single layers of silicon oxide and silicon nitride, which were insulators. To assess the selectivity of our samples, the complete band alignment of a sample of zinc oxide and titanium oxide, TZ2, was determined, in which we have a valence band offset capable of blocking holes, but a conductive band offset too high to allow electrons to effortlessly pass. To minimize recombination in solar cells, passivation capabilities are necessary. Hence, a metal insulator semiconductor device of sample TZ2 were developed and scrutinized, proving that this sample has a high density of positive fixed charges, which can improve the selectivity of the band alignment. A study of the conductivity of homemade devices was performed, but no conclusion could be drawn since a rather complex carrier transport mechanism was found. In conclusion, our results support the tailoring of several properties via different nanolimit schemes, and a titanium oxide zinc oxide based nanolimit show potential for an electron selective layer application since it partially meets the established requirements.